Welcome to Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we speak with Sandy Priestmeyer, a nurse practitioner in Chalk's endocrinology department. We talk about thyroid problems with kids. Sandy, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you for having me.
So Sandy, let's get started and tell me, what is the thyroid?
The thyroid is a butterfly-shaped organ that sits at the front of the neck. It is controlled by the hypothalamus and the pituitary that is located in the brain. It functions to release hormones that control metabolism, but also help regulate all the vital organs in the body.
Excellent. So what are some of the warning signs that parents look for in their child that may reflect a possible thyroid issue?
Well, I think knowing what your child's normal habits are most important. One of the things that we are trying to differentiate is if the body is working basically too fast or too slow. So the function of the actual thyroid is, as we said, to regulate the vital body function. So it's breathing, heart rate, body weight, body temperature, menstrual cycles. So if the thyroid was not working efficiently and actually working too slow, they would have a decrease in energy, fatigue, weight gain, and constipation. Also could have dry skin and dry hair. And sometimes parents notice that they're not growing efficiently.
Okay, so what are some of the most common thyroid problems in kids?
Well, there's two actual common thyroid problems in children. One is hypothyroid, as we discussed, and the most common type is Hashimoto's. The Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune function that actually destroys the thyroid and it makes it work inefficiently. So these children present with decrease in energy, they present with some fatigue. Sometimes, as we've noticed, that they're not growing or they're not entering puberty at a normal rate. In contrast to that, we also have hyperthyroidism, and that's overactive thyroid. And that is when the thyroid is working too much. So we actually have restlessness, jitteriness, sometimes an inability to concentrate, sweating, and sometimes loose stools and some wide eyes. So we'll notice that their eyes seem like they're bulging a little bit. And so again, this is when the body is acting, the thyroid is actually acting too much. So it's overreacting.
So how does Chalk's team of endocrinology specialists treat children with thyroid problems?
Well, first, it's really important to get a great history from the family and to know what is different about their child. The parents are the most informed on what happens on a day-to-day basis. And when these children are presenting in a different way, the parents are the first to recognize it. They usually contact their pediatrician, and their pediatrician lets us know that this child needs an evaluation. We initially get labs as well as do a great history. We look at also at their physical findings, see what their heart rate is, how they're breathing, what their body weight is, and if there's been a change. With this being said, we can find if there are abnormalities in their lab work or if they warrant additional studies.
So can a child catch up in growth or puberty development after they begin treatment?
Well, what's interesting is that these children sometimes present that they will be very delayed in puberty or they will have a very delayed growth curve. And this is actually important in part of our workup, even for short stature and delayed puberty, is to check the thyroid. These children can catch up. They may not catch up entirely, but is an imperative to their growth and development.
So how do the endocrinology specialty programs at Chalk enhance quality of life for patients here?
Well, I think we really try and work with both the parents and the child to see what is different and to obtain a good evaluation of what is being affected in their life. We have great communication strategies with our children, whether it be via email or through our messages. We try and see if we can make them function in their normal day-to-day ways like they were prior to having either hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism.
Is there any great place that a parent can go for additional information or resources in regards to some of these thyroid problems or issues?
Yes, I think the most important thing is you can actually go to chalk.org and you can look up hypothyroid or hyperthyroid. In addition, you can also go to the National Thyroid Association.
So Sandy, are these symptoms that you talk about, are these warning signs, are they something that parents can look for even in children that are in the infancy stages of their lives?
Yes, interestingly enough, the United States, especially in the state of California, we do see that we actually do screening right at birth. The child is pricked within 24 hours and has a heel prick. And so what we're looking for is if there is thyroid dysfunction initially, because the thyroid can actually be inactive or not just working to its optimum after birth. So what we do is we go ahead and do a screening, and if the child does come back with having a abnormality, we recheck again, and then it's imperative that they start treatment within the first few weeks of life. This is imperative because it is necessary for growth and development. So to meet the baby's milestones. So we're talking about to roll over at an appropriate age, to make eye contact, but also to have normal regulation of metabolism and cognitive ability.
Wonderful. Thank you for listening to Chalk Radio. You just heard Sandy Priestmeyer, a nurse practitioner in Children's Hospital of Orange County, discuss common thyroid problems in children. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org/blog for more information, or follow Chalk on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we're at facebook.com/chalkchildren. Sandy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.